This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors podcast, Income Strategies, Part 1.
All right, let's talk a little bit about income strategies. I'd say these are probably the most basic and the most common income strategies: covered call writing, put selling, and calendar spreads. Covered call writing and put selling, well, we talked about all those already, right? I want to touch on them here because I want to make a couple of comparisons that I think you guys might find interesting. So we're going to start out with an example of XYZ stock at 62.38. And we're going to look at these 80-day options, okay? 65 calls and puts at these prices, 70 calls and puts at these prices. Covered call strategy, I think you guys all already know. It's when you own stock and you sell a call against it on a share-for-share basis. The idea is you're incurring the obligation to sell the stock that you own if you get assigned, which can happen at any time prior to expiration. In return for taking on this potential obligation, you receive a premium, the premium you sold the call for. So why you would do a covered call is because you're neutral to moderately bullish on the stock. What we're trying to do is increase returns in a stable market. We're trying to generate a little bit of income on a stock that we think is not going to move. So the risk is we own the stock. What happens when stocks you own go down in value? Sure, you'll lose money, right? This is a strategy in which one leg of the spread is owning the stock. So we're going to look at XYZ stock. We own it at 62.38. We're talking about the 65 strike call. We're going to sell that at $2.55. What's our maximum risk here? 59.83. How did I come up with that? Well, we own the stock at 62.38. Yeah, but I collected $2.55. It provides a little bit of a cushion to the downside, right? Here, instead of being able to lose 62.38, I only lose 59.83. All right, what's our maximum profit potential here, though? It's going to be 517. How did I get that? Well, we own the stock at 62.38. If it goes up to or through our strike price, we have to sell it. Our stock is going to get called away from it. We're going to sell the stock at 65, but we add to that the $2.55 we collected. How about our break even? Right, 59.83. If the stock is below that break-even point, we lose money. If the stock's above the break-even point, we make money. Let's look at selling puts. We talked about this already, but let's revisit it. Here we have XYZ stock, again, 62.38. We're going to sell the 65 strike put at 510. This is an in-the-money put. What's our maximum risk? It's actually 59.90. How did I come up with that? Well, if the stock is trading below the strike price, we're going to get assigned, right? We're going to end up having to buy the stock at 65. But that's not really our effective price, is it? Our effective price is $59.90. That's where we're really getting long the stock, because we buy it at 65, but we collected that $5.10. So if the stock goes to zero, we lose $59.90, right? What's the most we can make here? Whenever you sell an option, what's the most you can make? The premium you collected when you sold it. The most we can make here is $5.10. Our profit's capped. We can only make so much. Our break-even, again, is $5.90. Same concept. That's where we're effectively getting long the stock. We could also sell an out-of-the-money put. We looked at that as an income-generating strategy, right? Our maximum risk here is $57.40. If the stock drops below 60, and it's trading below 60 at expiration, we get assigned, we buy the stock at 60, but we're collecting that $2.60. Our effective price, our maximum risk, as well as our break-even, is $57.40. What's the most we can make? This is an easy one, $2.60. The most we can make on an option when we sell it is what we collect in premium when we do sell it, right? All right, well, let's compare the covered call to the short put. here comparing the selling the 65 call versus our stock. And we're going to compare that to selling the 60 strike put. So we're selling an out-of-the-money call. We're also selling an out-of-the-money put. It's a similar concept, isn't it? It's a similar concept. We're trying to generate income. Here, our maximum gain on the covered call is going to be 517. That's the difference between, you know, the gain on our stock price plus the premium we collected. Our maximum upside on our short put is simply the premium we collected. It's $2.60. If the stock is trading below either of the strike prices, what are we going to end up with at expiration from a position standpoint? We get to keep the premium no matter what, absolutely. But with the covered call, if the stock is trading below the strike price, we don't get assigned, do we? So we still own the stock. With the short put, if the stock is trading below the strike price at expiration, well, there we do get assigned. So we're left with a long stock position. Okay, so the moral of the story is these function kind of similarly. They're similar concepts. We're generating income. If the stock is trading below the strike price at expiration, we end up owning the stock and keeping the premium. If the stock is above the strike price at expiration, with the covered call, we end up getting called away and selling our stock. With the put, we end up skating on the put, not getting assigned, and not owning the stock. Now, it's interesting if we compare selling an in-the-money put versus the covered call. If we sell a put that shares the same strike price as the strike price of the covered call position, it's a little more interesting. Here, our maximum gain on the covered call, again, 517. We see how we got that. Our maximum upside on the short put is 510. Our maximum risk, 59.83, and our max on the covered call, and our maximum risk on the put is 59.90. These numbers are almost identical, aren't they? From an expiration standpoint, again, if the stock is trading below either of the strike prices at expiration, what do we end up with from a position standpoint? Well, stock. We end up with long stock. From the covered call, we end up not getting assigned on our covered call, so we get to keep our stock. From the short put, we end up getting assigned, so we end up having to buy the stock. These two strategies function almost identically.
Good news for investors. This week is the market closed at a 17-week high.
We hope part one of this OIC podcast has helped open your eyes to new advanced options income strategies. But there's still more to learn in part two. So please download Advanced Options for Experienced Investors Income Strategies Part 2. You can download it for free at www.optionseducation.org. OIC can also help answer your options-related questions by phone. Just call us at 1-888-OPTIONS.